It's Phil. Stop talking about him.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, Phil.
How's it going?
Good.
Who's here? Tony Tasso. Who else?
I thought someone else was on the line.
Tammy?
Yeah, I thought
Troy.
I heard a couple things.
Troy?
Yeah.
Was that Troy?
Yes.
Hello, Troy.
Hello, Phil.
You got a new rebooter, huh?
I do. It's pretty exciting. Got to get more than 10 of those.
How's she doing? Did she start yet?
No, we just finished her intake today.
Good. And she's excited?
She's very excited.
Excellent. And Tony, you're ready for another run through of Transform 2020, right?
Yeah, I just sent you an email.
So overall, you lost a lot of fat. You were expecting more, but when you really look at it, you did really well, right?
Yeah, I did really well. And, you know, what's interesting is I'm getting all this, you know, these comments like, you know, what have you been doing? What's going on? How's everything, you know? And then I'm posting, you know, consistently as well. So, and, you know, what's funny, this is an interesting one. There's a lady that I do some work with at the JCC, and I ran into her. And we were talking about, you know, people that we knew. She goes, well, you know, I was in high school. We might have, she went to the corresponding girls' high school to the boys' high school that I went to. And then she goes, well, you're probably younger than me. I graduated in 88. I'm like, no, I graduated in 84.
So it works.
So, yeah, it's been really good, and I'm looking forward to, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to round two. I think I sent you the email saying I gotta make a couple of changes from, you know, for the next round, that's all.
Okay. And this time you'll have a photo before you start and a photo after?
Yeah, I can do that. I wasn't planning to, but yeah, I can do that.
Just for you at the very least, and then if you're happy with it, you could send it to me.
And then 30 years from now, Phil will pull it out and show his Be Better group, his Be Better Simon group.
So, guys, I want to tell you that, you know, I've been on this sort of road to this idea of medical fitness, and it's taken a lot of turns, and I get to work with doctors, and I get to work with trainers. And just a couple of weeks ago, I was at the medical fitness conference in Seattle, and I have to tell you, it's really rewarding. Like, it really is a good path. However, I don't know that personal trainers are anywhere near ready for this. So what I always leave there with is a sense of the gap between where you guys can be and where the rest of the field can be. And it's really staggering. It's really, you know, in the last call we spoke about the genetic testing, and the call before that we spoke about cancer. And, you know, trainers will be involved in those discussions, but when I really look at what they do with it, it's nothing. Honestly, it's nothing. So this opportunity is massive. I gave you guys the outcomes of the fat loss seminar I did. I had another one that I was going to do August 22nd, but I had to change the date. So the next one is now September 12th. We already have 32 people signed up. I anticipate we'll get a lot more. I'm doing it the same way, doing it free and offering the program free. However, I'm doing it in a hotel conference room, and I'm going to have my staff prepared differently, and I'm going to make sure there's a perceived value. When people buy the program, they're going to have a box that other people don't have. So I really believe that, although the night of, I was kind of disappointed. In hindsight, it's really good. Really, it's really good. And I want all you guys to do the same thing if you enjoy working with this market, because now I'm at the point that the programs are finished. And the outcomes have been incredible. I was talking to Tasso yesterday, and I mentioned that this woman, Mariella, just went through the program. Now, when I met her, her number one concern was money, because she had a very prestigious job for 20 years, and she lost her job, and she hadn't been working. And we had a conversation, because remember, first she signed up for free, and then in the intake, we got her to pay the $6.97. And she asked if we could do a payment plan, which we did. But money was such a big issue for her. And she said something fantastic during the intake. She said, I feel like I can't get a job because I'm not confident. That was really great that she was able to say that rather than I can't get a job because nobody wants to hire me, or I can't get a job because there are no jobs out there. I can't get a job because I'm not confident. So here's the most amazing thing that happened. On day 4 of the program, she got her dream job. She goes to Africa 4 times a year. It's a full-time job, but she goes to Africa 4 times a year. They pay her incredibly well. And between the 4 trips, she doesn't have to travel anywhere. So she told them that she can't start until the 21 days are finished. She lost 17 pounds in 21 days on the scale, probably another 5 pounds of fat. Her entire perspective changed. I don't know if you guys use my intake form, but there's a point where we ask people, it's called the readiness profile, and most of her answers were a 1 or a 2. At the end, they were a 4 or 5. Her symptoms checklist went from over 70 down to 7. So, you know, just looking at the whole thing in hindsight, from where she came to a free seminar to where it led, it's unbelievable. The only thing I haven't been able to do is I want to get her to do an interview with me on camera. So I'm looking forward to that. Of the people who did the free program, I'm able to go into the site and see how far they go, and most of them made it to day 3 or 4. They didn't go farther than that, which says something. You know, the ones who work with a trainer complete the program. The ones who don't work with a trainer fall off. It's the same program. They have the same materials, but this is why the trainer piece is so valuable. One of the people who got the free program actually completed it. And I have to tell you, it is a miraculous transformation. His name is Aaron Day. And I have to get his before and afters and also get a video from him. But he was at one time running for public office. And if you see the photos of him then and you see the photos of him now, he looks 20 years younger. And it's hard to believe that somebody who was that heavy is now looking like he looks now. So I'm not saying this is going to be the outcome for everyone, but it just makes me feel like this space, this medical fitness space where we're getting people who are stuck, they have weight loss resistance, they have chronic disease, they're on medications. Nobody is doing this effectively. And even when I speak at the medical conference, everybody loves the opportunity, but how many of them actually go back and do it? A speaker that I met there who offered to do something together, his name is Reed Davis. And he does an interesting course on labs. And his course is $6,000. And he teaches it so that health coaches, physical therapists, personal trainers will learn to interpret labs. So it's a really extensive course about what is CRP, what is CPK, what do the thyroid hormones mean, how do we work our way down the HPA axis. And I asked him privately, of the people who buy, invest in, and complete the course, how many of them ever actually collect labs and integrate it into their practice? And he said probably 5%. That means 95% don't. They pay $6,000, they learn about labs, but they don't implement it. So I just, like when I talk to you guys, I just want to say, you have all the tools. Just start to use it. Just start to do it and do it on a regular basis. And if, you know, getting people started on the reboot is the entry, then you have to realize that you have an obligation or a responsibility. If they do the reboot, great, but you've got to do those 4 sessions and you've got to do every one of them forward pacing for what happens at the end. Because if you don't, they'll say thank you and then they'll go do something else. But the opportunity is here, and I just wanted to share that with you because it just gets brighter and brighter and brighter. So I can continue to put this information out there, but it's only the ones who are going to implement it or integrate it into what they do that are really going to capitalize. Sooner or later, it'll happen massively. But right now, man, there's nobody here at the top of this mountain. So you guys have massive opportunity. Any thoughts on that or questions? So then I want to ask a question, because here's what I was contemplating on the plane coming back.
have a question, Phil.
Okay.
Because before you said that you were going to wait till you did the other one to see whether you wanted to really give us the green light to go ahead and do that free weight loss seminar. So I'm assuming what you're saying is that the green light is there.
Well, I don't want to say that fully, only because I didn't make it happen at the seminar. Like, there had to be that step two. I believe I could do it better. So I want to wait until I prove that before I say not just green light, but do it. You know, it works. I mean, just advertise the free seminar. So if we just looked at my conversion rate in the seminar itself, it was abysmal. But if we look at the outcome, it was great, honestly, great. So now I just want to perfect it. I want to do this one on September 12th. I want to close most of the people in the room paying $697 or $897. And then I'm going to tell you guys, hey, yeah, this is a perfect system. So it's the only thing lacking. I can't go back in time, so I have to do it forward.
Got
so
it.
Green light on using the reboot, yeah. I mean, you guys should do that. Charge $800, send me $125. They get access. No reason not to do that. As far as advertising the free weight loss, it's working. But I want to go through the process where I actually close people and I have, you know, every step of the way. The funnel works, the closing works, the process works, and then ultimately the thrill and the referral work. But you don't have to wait to start implementing the reboot.
Got it.
Anyone else, any thoughts on that? You know, even when I look at medical practices that are doing weight loss, they're not delivering the outcomes that we can. They're not really integrating exercise. Their exercise program is walk for 20 minutes a day or get a Fitbit and take 10,000 steps. But there's no science-based program. Most of their nutritional programs are either calorie deprivation or they're a spin off of keto or something else. There's nothing like this. I know there will be, but right now I'm just saying you can so be leading the field in this space. And I don't just want to call it weight loss. It's more than that. It's chronic disease. It's weight loss resistance. It's the entire population of people who are going to the medical field and being disappointed. And that's where most of them are at. You know, that's what they say midway through the program. Oh, my God, this is working. I can't believe it. Nothing I tried worked like this before. Nothing I ever did worked before. Just about every client who signed up that night is now off meds. Not completely, but off some of their meds, because we talk about that early on in the initial seminar. So they become very aware of it. So here's where I was starting to go. Here's what I was contemplating on the plane coming home from Seattle. What if I knew everything I know now when I first started in my career? I think about that. Like, I think about how easy and difficult it was for me to get clients and make money. What I mean by that is there came a time where I was really getting a lot of clients, but I was doing free consultations. I wasn't charging enough. I wasn't retaining them. I was victim of all the no-shows and cancellations. And I had no such thing as an avatar. I was just targeting anybody who wanted a trainer. Now, back then, it turned out that most of my clients were 40 to 50-year-old men. Most of them were professionals. But I think that's just because I sort of got into those networks. I'd be invited to the right parties. But what if I knew everything I know now? What if I had that kind of leverage, that kind of insight back then to have a program that's different, to have something that can target the weight loss market in a way that's not just conventional dieting? So I can't answer the what would have happened differently, but it does lead me to the thought, what if I just started over now? What if I started today and I started by building a clientele? And I think that a lot of my assessment of why the people at the event will not implement this right away is because they're very caught up in what they do. They're looking for kind of an adjunct or a secret or some kind of miraculous way to take what they already do and make them more successful in it. But what if they weren't burdened by what they already do? What if they just had the opportunity to start over? The first thing that I would have done if I knew then what I know now is chose my avatar. At that time, my avatar might have been a 40 to 50-year-old successful corporate executive. Might have been. That was a good market for me then. But if I were to do it now, I am super clear on who my avatar is. And I'll tell you this. Every single one who falls into the category of my avatar knows other people who are my avatar. And all of them know other people who are my avatar. And if I can deliver results in 21 days, I am tapping into a massive network of people who desperately need it. So that's where I would start. I would start by really outlining who is my avatar. How do I reach my avatar? Where should I do talks? You know, a lot of my career back then grew through media. I did a lot of television. I did a lot of radio. But right now, I don't even think I need that. I think the inner circle of the clients that I developed would just lead to more and more and more business. So I'd like you to ask that question. What if you can start over? What if you had the opportunity to start brand new? Now, I know, you know, Tasso, you own a property, you own a health club. I'm not asking you to really start over. But what if you approached this opportunity that way? As if you're just stepping into this business, you don't have baggage, you didn't make all the bad decisions you made, you didn't make all the mistakes you made, and you just have an opportunity to start fresh. And what if with that, your goal was to build up $150,000 income training ideal client avatars who have a chronic disease concern? I'm suggesting every one of you within a matter of months could get on track to $150,000 as a personal trainer, tapping into this market with what we already know. If we're very stuck in what we've always done or what we do because it's what we've done, it's really hard to isolate an avatar. But what if you could just start over? What if you could, in a sense, do it again, but do it better? So I challenge you to start fresh, define your avatar, and here's the big move. Take on two guinea pig clients. Now, I go back to this being my best promotion ever, my first promotion ever, and every time when I grew in my personal training career, when I grew in what I can charge, when I grew in visibility, I would always take on guinea pig clients. It was my ability to prove to the rest of the market that what I promise I can deliver. So what if all of you did that now? What if you chose your avatar and you found two people who typify that avatar and you commit to delivering results? If we go back to my old guinea pig promotion, here's what I learned. Never, ever do it for free. There are the exceptions, like this guy Aaron Day, who if you give them a free program, they'll follow it. But I've seen it enough times to say most people will not because they don't express a real concern for value. They don't have any skin in the game. So there's an opportunity here. If you're charging $800 and you want to do a guinea pig promotion, then you offer it to somebody for $425. I'm picking that number randomly. Normally it would be $800, but here's the deal. I will commit to delivering more than $800 worth of value, taking you through this reboot program, but in exchange for the significant discount, I'm going to take photos, I'm going to take measurements, we're going to do a video interview. That's all I'm asking in return. Maybe you charge $300 instead of $800. Not zero. You've got to charge them something. They have to have some skin in the game. But there's a trade-off that you can positively exploit their experience in exchange for you giving them a significant discount that you would not give to anyone else, with the exception of the one other guinea pig. And those are the two that I would take on. I told you guys I was starting a back program. It's a 21-day program. I had my guinea pig in that program. Today is day 19 for her. She is pain-free. She started at an 8 or a 9 when we said, what is your pain level on a scale of 0 through 10? She said 8 or 9, most of the time closer to 9. Today, 0. Zero. I asked her not zero. On a scale of 1 through 10, what is your pain? And she said zero. So that's what I'm suggesting is you guys have the ability, you have the map, you have the program in front of you. What if you were to start over, choose your avatar, and take on two guinea pigs, and don't let them just sort of get lost in the chaos of what you do, but focus on that as a mission for 21 days, getting those two guinea pigs incredible results. And then market it. How does this sound to you guys? Some of you might feel like it's going backwards, like, no, I don't need to do that anymore. But I have to tell you this. I'm excited about this thought. Like, I love this idea. I really do. Because I didn't have the know-how back then when I was training guinea pig clients. I was able to get results, but not the way I could today, and not with a specified market like I can today. But man, you get one thyroid person off their medication because they get normal labs, and by the way, they lose weight, and their brain comes back, and their energy comes back. You're going to have a parade of those avatars coming to you. Somebody give me something. Either sounds good or express whatever is blocking you, making you think like, nah, can't do that.
Well, Phil, the minute you said, what if people weren't burdened by the way they, by what they do now? I took out my hot pink pen and I wrote, talking to me. because you know, I've thought about it, you know, like we talked last night, we get up to the line, but we don't push over the line and really push this program and do it. And I just can't understand why my ego doesn't get out of the way to push it through. I've sat there and I've had some real, you know, discussions with myself kind of thing and wondering what it is, why it is. Is it that I'm that bad a control freak? Is it that I'm that bad of being into this philosophy, like Tony and I were talking, you know, we're so machine-driven. You know, what is it? You know, is it that you feel like you, what's the word I want to say? That you renege on what you've been for so many years. You know, it's like, you know, there's a story one time about Arthur Jones training Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Arnold said, that's one of the best workouts I've ever had in my life. He said, so you're going to train like this now? He said, no, because if I did it, I would be admitting I wasted 25 years of my life.
Hmm.
You know, and I sit there and I think about it, and I go, fuck, why am I that guy? You know? And I
wonder,
Tasha, like,
there was a guy in my workshop in Seattle, and I just have a sense you know him because he kind of reminded me of you. His name is Neil. I don't know his last name, but I can get it. And he's very active in IRSA, and he runs like a west of the Rockies or something, chapter of IRSA. His name is Neil something, and he owns clubs, and he owned them back from the time they were racquetball clubs.
Right.
Does that resonate with you at all?
I know some people out there, yeah.
Okay. So he kind of said he's on the last lap of his career. Like 10 years from now, he wants to retire. He owns a tremendous amount of property. But he was sitting there, and at a certain point, he dropped his pen, and I swear, I thought he had like a stroke or something because he just had like a stunned look on his face. And I was, you know, are you okay? And he goes, you just spoke directly to me. I was talking about REMAS. And he goes, I work out in my own gyms. I work out on the machines. I play racquetball. He goes, I take pride in the fact that I can still beat the younger guys in racquetball. But my weight is out of control. And no matter what I do, I've tried dieting, I get fatter. And he goes, and you just laid it out for me. And he said, I've been in this industry for 40 years. I'm visible. I've been to international IRSA conferences. And he goes, nobody ever put it this way before. So I'm sharing that because I saw that guy who was so stuck. You know, his ego is attached to, I can beat other guys in racquetball. But the fact that he really wasn't vocalizing is no matter what I do, I can't lose weight. So suddenly it's like a door opened for him. And when he left, he asked 100 times, can I be in touch with you? Because I thought like my career was done. Now I feel like it's just beginning because this is unbelievable. I never realized what we could do for people. So, yeah, it is that kind of block where people do what they've done, and they attach their ego or pride to the accomplishments. So that was a really good metaphor, sharing the story about Arthur Jones and Arnold Schwarzenegger. You don't want to acknowledge that there was a better way than the way you've been on. But I think that's really EEM stuff. It's really your own limited thinking holding you back, because throughout the time that you've been doing what you do, you've continued to learn. So isn't it reasonable to take what you've learned now and do it again better? It doesn't invalidate anything you've done up until now. You've had a great number of achievements and successes, but I'm saying this door is wide open and people are afraid to walk through it because it's different. And really, although we talk about being pioneers, few people want to. I often hear at these conferences, I'm glad the industry is finally opening up to this. And that is flawed thinking. And my answer to them is always, it's not. It's not unless you do something to lead it. Like this belief that the industry will change and then suddenly opportunity will change is backwards. See the opportunity, take the action, and then if more people like you do exactly that, then the industry will change. So I don't know that you even need to answer the why question. Why am I stuck? You know, I think you just need to change it. I think you just need to, you know, do what I'm suggesting. Commit to the 21-day reboot. Get a couple of guinea pigs. Don't make it complicated. You know, Tasha, we spoke yesterday. You're getting a group of priests who are going to buy into the program. The intention is if you work with them and they get results, they'll get some kind of discount, and then they'll get you on their radio show. And they could, but it's just like unnecessary, not to say you shouldn't do it. It's unnecessary to rely on multi-step processes like that when you could just get two people and show the results, and then use that as your banner. How does that sound to you in your hot pink pen?
Well, I put it now. I put in purple and lime green. Do I really want to be a pioneer?
Good. And I'm telling you this: you have everything you need. Like I know you. You'll continue to look. But right this minute, you have everything you need. You just have to take the action.
Right.
Anyone else? Any thoughts either for Tasso or for what I was sharing?
I think, Bill, this is Troy. You know, I'm not a fan like you are, but I've done quite a few of the reboots, and I love the program. It works great. I'm just not getting the results are amazing. But I'm not getting the amazing number of people coming in based on those people getting results. So I guess I'm missing something.
Well, this is where I think the free weight loss seminar becomes that open door. You know, again, I don't want to speak prematurely because last time I didn't close the people I hoped to at the seminar itself. I really think I can do it better. So when you have those results and you hold those up at the seminar, I think I told you the last one I did, I had this woman, Marcy, who just completed the program, and she got up and spoke from her seat. You know, she stood up and she goes, I just want to say, I never knew how bad I felt until I knew how good I could feel. And, you know, this program changed my life. So those testimonials will serve you when you can put them in front of an audience. And I think the free weight loss offer can build you that audience. And it's really interesting to me that I'm so connecting with this because for so many years I shied away from free. But now that everybody's offering so many things on social media and they're doing webinars and everybody has some kind of crazy promise that they don't follow through on, my question was, how do I break through all the noise and get people to show up? So if free gets them to show up and I can put those guinea pigs in front of them, it's a perfect formula. So I think if you say, but you're not getting them in front of enough people, I would say yet. Like somehow there has to be a way, Troy, for you to get 30 people to show up every month to a free or a paid seminar where you can win them over and they do the program.
The question is, how are you getting your reach? Because I'm getting 0 to 1 person showing up to a seminar as I promote them.
I am doing some paid Facebook ads, and last time I shared with you that the ones that got me the most were the ones that had, like, text and emoji, not the standard ads with the picture and the limited words. So I think that will change. I think everything kind of moves very quickly on social media. But that's what's been pulling for me, is those kind of ads. And I'm in the process right now of finishing a recipe book. And I'm going to use that as a magnet. I'm going to use that as an incentive. So I'm going to have 100 recipes. And once I have it done, you guys can certainly use it. But anything we can do to get people to say I'm interested, if we're truly offering it for free, once we get them to put their name and their phone number in, now we have access. So I have the people who work for me calling every lead because I'm getting phone numbers now. At first, I was only getting phone numbers on less than half. But I've been bold enough now to require a phone number. And then they get a phone call, and the phone call is, because you're one of the first 40 people to sign up, if you want it, we're going to put aside a recipe book. Not everybody gets it, but you're going to receive it. Should we hold a book for you? Yes. Okay, good. We're going to give it to you free. Who would you like to bring with you? Would they want a book as well? Okay, give us their email address and their phone number. So it's marketing. Like, you know, it's not just I run the ad and people show up. There's marketing. But I'm getting better at it. And I think as I refine it, I'll share it with you, and then you guys just get in that same water. It's not just randomly boosting posts, but it's seeing what's working and enhancing it. I think if we have the conversations, because I had to move the date so they all got a phone call, I think out of the 30 people we had initially, we only got a hold of half. But once they started leaving messages about the free recipe book, everyone else returned the call. So I'm learning. And Troy, that's what I think this is going to be, is we're going to figure out how to get better at it. But I think free weight loss right now is going to be the hook that serves us all.
And so you're giving them a physical book?
I am giving them a physical book this time around, yes. And I'm going to have a more extensive book that's packaged nicer that they get when they sign up for the program. So the one they get is going to be a spiral bound, just pages, no pictures, with recipes. But then I'm going to have a nicer looking one with additional recipes, including all the recipes from my Eat Supportive Nutrition for the Body You Love, which is a book that I used to sell. So it looks very different. But yes, in this case, I'm giving them a physical book because I think it's going to ensure them showing up. It was a good excuse to make a phone call. And what I found is when you tell them that, they return the call. So, and then I've had my staff ask them some questions. So I have some people coming who have over 100 pounds to lose. Some people have 40 pounds to lose. You know, I didn't have that volume of information last time. So I really think I'll be much better equipped this time around. But I'm really sure that free weight loss is the hook. I'm just not sure yet how to fully capitalize on it. And Tony, I know, and you said this, you were very apprehensive about the free thing. Are you still?
Yep.
What do I have to do to get you to open up to it?
Give me the green light. Let me know how you did the last
okay.
time.
That's well, the, you know last point. Time I made over $11,000 profit.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, so that was a win. But this time I think I'll do even better.
You know, what I'm mostly concerned with, too, is you're talking about all this support and back end as well. Because, like, you have these people calling up and making phone calls and a different type of retrieval system. So, I mean, it's not just as simple as having a seminar and then, you know, making that type of return. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff that you have going on there, too.
Well, last time I didn't have this level of involvement. Last time I didn't have the free recipe book, and I still got people to show up. So this time I just want to do it better. I want to do better at closing. And
gotcha.
I'm just trying to kind of prime the pump so I'm more connected with the people in the room the day they show up.
Right.
So you don't need this, but if you made $10,000 on your first one, you could pay somebody to do the confirming work, you know, and I told you when I complete this recipe book, you guys are free to use it as a magnet if you want.
Right.
So, you know, when you say all this work, it's really not all this work. It's, you know, a couple of people who work for me and making phone calls, period.
Got it.
Yeah, it's easy to hear that and go, well, yeah, well, you can do it because you have a staff, and you could do it because you have all this free time. No, it's not true. I remember somebody, I don't know if it was you, said that to me last time. You know, how much time did you put into it? Honestly, very little. Very little. So, yeah, there's certainly marketing involved, but I wouldn't call it all this work.
Right, and I've also had some reservations because I, like Troy, I've had, you know, some seminars and workshops and had, like, you know, present clients come and people will say, come and say hello, and it's been, like, you know, eight people, and, you know, so that's part of my reservation. That's a big part of my reservation as well, which obviously I'm willing to see about, you know, getting past it. It's, you know, you know me, I'm always going to be candid. I'm always going to tell you how I feel. So.
I know, but of everybody, you're also the one who got 1,000 people to show up for the Staten Island Slim Down. So, you know,
yeah,
it depends what you look at.
I don't understand that reservation. You did over 1,000 people for free for like several weeks. What? That's like, I'm just wondering.
Yeah, the problem is when it comes down to like, okay, with it's time for to make the investment, it doesn't happen.
You know, I think Tony, for free. Yeah, but I shouldn't say you have to, but it would be valuable for you to just get comfortable with the word yet. Like, I haven't figured out how to maximize it yet, rather than shutting down the possibility, because you've done the part that so many people can't do. You know, you got them to show up. Where you fell short was you didn't monetize it.
Right.
But I think you'll admit that you had a lot of apprehensions that held you back from taking a lot of shots that you didn't take.
No doubt. No doubt
about
it. So
if you just kind of switch it to, yeah, I can get people to show up, I just haven't figured out how to close them yet, but I'm going to take the next shot, then you take some chances. And I don't know anybody who's successful that hasn't taken chances. So that's the stage I'm at right now. I have no guarantee taking chances. But here's what I know. I got them to show up for free weight loss, and I made over $10,000 with the people in that room. So no reason you guys can't do the same thing.
And so I want to make sure you understand. I'm not shooting it down.
No, I don't think you are.
Right. Because the question was, you know, are you ready to do it? Or do you have any apprehensions? And the answer is yes. But, hey, look, if you put me in front of an audience, I'm at my best. So I don't have any reservations of being there. It's the getting there.
Right. Good. Well, that's what I hope I'm provoking in you right now, is at least, you know, the hunger to take the shots that allow you to prove to yourself that not only is this possible, but it's an open door for you to walk through and make money like you've never made before. So I do invite you guys to capitalize on the reboot. You know, Tony was asking for a green light. I don't give you a red light. I just can't say definitively that this worked for me yet. Although I can tell you I made $10,000, I feel like a missing part is I want to close them at the seminar. And what I haven't proven is that I can get them to show up, offer them a free program, and get them to pay $700 or $800 or $900. I believe I will this time around. And then I'll have the formula that I can share with you guys. So here's what I did. Here's what I said. Here was the return. And if I can get them to do that, I'll double the money that we make from every event. Remember, there was an important piece of the last one. I offered the program for free, but they had to meet with a trainer for an intake, an abbreviated one, but for an intake before they got the program. So that's where my opportunity came, is even though they said, I'll take the free one, we had a chance to help them really personally see the difference in value between the free one and the $6.97 or $8.97 price.
What it also means is you have some data based upon how it functioned the last time you did it, right? Because you had one person did it by himself, and then you say that now the last time you had three or four people, the people fell off primarily at the third or fourth day as compared
Correct.
To the people who invested.
Correct. Day four is a lengthy webinar, and that's where most of the people fell off. Like, they watched day one. There's a really short one on day two. You know, they downloaded the workout for day three, and that was it. Like, there was a long webinar. I think it's probably 75 minutes or so, and that's where they look at it, and they go, I can't do this right now. I'm too busy. I'll watch it tomorrow. You know, and I could see where they fell off. So it's very different when the trainer prepares them for the next webinar. You know, you have to watch this. It talks about balance, not only of physical, but also of mindset. And that's going to be vitally important through the program. So it makes a huge difference having a trainer. So yes, I do have that data to share now that I didn't have before.
What is the challenge, Phil, and the loss to the program if that 75-minute seminar were made into three 30-minute seminars?
I don't know. I really don't. I just feel like I've questioned things like that, and it always brings me to the same conclusion. I can't compromise the value of the program. Like, the reason it works is because they learn, they understand, they become empowered. There are 42 principles. If they really go through all the webinars, they learn those principles. And even if they don't memorize them, they understand it. So could I compromise that to get better adherence? Maybe. But can I make the same claims about the outcomes? I don't know. I think it's a strength to have it the way it is. So I want to say to people, listen, you've tried so many things and none of them worked. I'm giving you what works. It's been proven. All I'm asking of you is that you commit fully, that you watch every webinar, that you do every workout, that you don't have a cheat day. So I'm comfortable being able to say that, even if it scares some people away. I'd be less comfortable trying to figure out how to accommodate people's weakness and in that perhaps compromising the program. So, you know, and I told you this before, I've had people drive 90 minutes even back when I was doing my Transform program to come to my office for seminars. So if you can't watch a 75-minute video, if this is going to really be the key to turn around your life, I can't help you. You know, I feel stronger in that position than keep going back to the drawing board trying to make it more palatable.
Yeah, and you know, when you talk about it's an investment of time, and I remember one time Victor Brick said, your success will go up with your people the more they have invested in the program because it hurts to make the investment.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's why when people don't have skin in the game, it's easy to go, I'm not going to watch this. But when you paid $900, you want to get your value.
Yeah. And then you have a few like Aaron Day, but then Aaron Day will be proved to be more valuable in the long run too because he's got such a buy-in.
Yep. Yeah, and I can also say the difference between Aaron Day and the people who didn't get results is simple to look at. He followed the program. That's the
right.
difference.
Yeah. But the truth is when you leave it to chance, chances are you leave it. Without that type of touch points, most people won't.
Right.
I get it.
Right.
Ergo the value.
Correct. All right. Let's switch gears. If you guys want to come back to this, I'm more than happy to. I want to talk about this concept of biohacking. I spent a few days with the guys who manufacture and sell and distribute the Pulse, which is PEMF frequency, pulsed electromagnetic frequency. It's a unit that's been really integral to the back program that I started. And I'm a big fan of it. I mean, I just see the outcomes. So the difference between the pulse and the beamer or the QRS pure wave or the ball, all of these things use this pulsed electromagnetic frequency. Kind of like Tesla waves. It's not electricity, it's magnetic current. The difference with the pulse is you feel it. And it is measurable and variable. So if you sit in the chair, there's a mat, and you're just letting the electromagnetic frequency run through your body, we can amplify the frequency. So at first you feel nothing. And similar to a TENS unit, for anybody who's used that ever, I had electro stim done in a chiropractor's office. They'll go, do you feel it? Do you feel it? And then they hit the point and you go, yeah, I feel it. And they go, okay, tell me when it's strong but not painful. Similar to that, there's a palpable sense of something going on. So you don't feel that with the beamer. The beamer, we rely on research. Some people I find say I have some tingling, I feel it, but most people don't feel anything. It's only over time that they become fans of it. But this, because there's something palpable, they go, yeah, yeah, I feel it. What's amazing is wherever you have the compromise is where you'll feel it first. So if somebody has a compromise in L4, L5, and as a result, they're cramping in the left side, that's where they'll feel it first. So it's almost like this intelligence that knows where to go. And the more you become accustomed to it, the higher you can run the frequency, and also you can vary the speed. So I'm a huge fan of this unit. And the guys who manufacture it just invited me to come to Europe. They want me to speak on their behalf. So I spent some time with them trying to understand it. And I want to tell you, I am blown away by what I just learned about how it can work. It's not something for this call, and perhaps I'll have some of them on one of our calls in the future. But I want to share it because it's this concept of biohacking, of, in a sense, getting into your biological system using something external to help you improve. So this term biohacking is becoming kind of a fringe term, not yet accepted by the mainstream, but an intriguing term. So Tasa, we were talking yesterday, and you're very fascinated by the VASPR, right?
Yes, yes.
Which uses cold compression and variable heart rate, and in a sense, high-intensity training to optimize a result. Very cool unit, no pun intended, but also very expensive. So I'm curious, and I asked you this yesterday, but for the sake of this call, why are you so drawn to or intrigued by, and I hope you'll give me a similar answer to what you said yesterday, to the VASPR unit?
I think because mindset-wise, I've been looking for the magic bullet that is ahead of the curve intellectually to people, and it will attract them because it's like, wow, look at that cool thing he has. That's like space age. You got to get in there and try it and be involved in this program because I don't want to miss out on it, you know.
And what is the investment?
$45,000.
Okay. And you spoke to people who helped you see a model where you can charge $50 a session.
Right, and you advised me that those models using it are not making money.
And none of them that I've seen have even recouped their investment in the unit. So I love this idea of biohacking, but I don't want anybody to fall prey to thinking we have to spend $35,000 on a pulse, even though it's really cool, or $45,000 on a VASPR, or any of these things, because they're selling to an upscale, still fringe audience that is in a position where they don't need to recoup their investment. Honestly, it just becomes another item in their office or in their setup. So I don't know that anybody here is in that position where you go, I can, you know, just pull $45,000 out of my Ascension account. If you're there, you know, then great. But I want to revisit this whole concept of biohacking because it's something that's really powerful when you teach it to people. So the simplest example, and we spoke about this, Tasso, that I can give you of a biohack is if you're playing tennis and you twist your ankle and you go sit on a bench and your ankle's turning black and blue and swelling, what does the athletic trainer immediately do?
Elevate and put rice and put pressure on it.
So why would they put ice on your ankle?
To arrest the swelling process, the immune system responding.
So what we know is cold challenges or helps to limit or mitigate inflammation. So by extension, cryotherapy helps to mitigate inflammation. But an ice pack costs you nothing but the bag you put the ice in, and a cryo unit will cost you $40,000. So I'm not saying that we could just put ice all around somebody's body, but in a sense, the biohack is the same. Rather than letting the body do what it's about to do, we can interrupt it by putting ice on the injury. So don't think of biohacking as expensive equipment. What if you can provide shortcuts that help somebody really radically change their health, change their outcome, change their results? So I'll tell you where this becomes really visible and indisputable. When you change somebody's lymphatic clogging and you change their breath. This is why when people go through the reboot on day three, day four, they go, I don't know what it is, but I just feel good. I just feel better. The reason is in a very stagnant clump of vessels, they were able to liberate all of the cellular waste that was stuck in their lymphatic system. How? By punching themselves in the back. I call it the lymphatic twist or the lymphatic windmill. It's a biohack. It costs nothing. So if you're doing a seminar for a group and you're saying, I'm going to show you how to literally hack your results, how to change everything. Right now, if you've been sitting at a desk for the last 10, 20, 30 years, I guarantee you are toxic. You are holding toxins in your fat cells. You're holding toxins in your bloodstream. But here's what I know. If you're not moving, if you're not leveraging up and down, if you're not active, if you're not running around, your lymphatic system is toxic. So I'm going to show you two ways to release it. One, get into a very strenuous exercise program for 6 weeks. Or two, punch yourself in the back for 30 seconds. That's an example of a biohack. So Tasso, what I'm suggesting is you don't have to spend the money to be the unique entity that's doing something different. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely, yes.
In other words, you could say we are unique in that we work all the systems of your body, we help you detoxify, and we're going to show you how to do it in the very first session. And it doesn't cost you anything. The diaphragmatic breathing, wow, does that make an incredible difference? And let's just think about this from what we've all learned in terms of physiology. In an aerobic state, we need oxygen to produce energy. When we're young, we breathe from our diaphragm. That's the muscle that most governs breath. So we have a tremendous amount of metabolic energy when we're 2 and when we're 3 and when we're 4 because we're breathing from the diaphragm, and we're also bouncing. We're running. When we could walk, we run. When we fall, we get up. All of that is activating the lymphatic system. When you're 37 and you have an office job, you don't move lymph at all. You also don't use the diaphragm anymore. Now, if you don't believe me, go into an office where people sit at desks, stand behind them, and try to see breath. Try to stand behind them and watch their lungs move. You will see nothing. If you see a track and field high school athlete after they run, you're going to see from the back. If you just look at them from the back, you're going to see the lungs expanding, expanding. If you look at an infant lying on his back, you're going to see breath. Where? In the abdomen. But if you look at an office worker, you can't detect breath by looking. Because what they're doing is survival breathing. Honestly, they're breathing enough to support their internal organs to make it through another day. So they can't run down an entire block. They certainly can't run a quarter of a mile because they are unaccustomed to taking in oxygen. So we could use really expensive biohacking equipment, or we can teach them to breathe from the diaphragm. So diaphragmatic breathing, as I teach it, is a biohack. Now, there are lots of ways we can do this. There is a type of breath that a doctor taught me that lowers blood pressure. What you do is you breathe out through pursed lips. You hold your lips together as if you're about to make a B sound, like a B. And you force the breath while you're keeping your mouth closed. You inhale slowly through your nostrils. You purse your lips. And you breathe out as slowly as possible through those pursed lips. It will lower blood pressure within a minute. It's a biohack. If we want to improve somebody's breath, and it's not the breath itself, it's the fact that they're taking in more oxygen. You know, we've all learned to assess VO2 max. So we look at, of the oxygen that's in the bloodstream, how much can we use? But we're missing the variable of how much can we take in? And if you're just breathing very shallow, you're limited. So here's another biohack. It's called equal time breath. It's a 2-2 or a 3-3 or a 4-4 or a 5-5 or a 6-6, and here's what that means. You step. You could either just step to the left and the right, or you can take a step forward, or you can actually step up to a step, like you're doing a step test or a step class. So you step left, you step right, and you inhale. So that would be two-step inhale, and you go with at a rhythm. You go at a cadence. You step left, you step right, you exhale. You step left, you step right, inhale all the way through the two steps, and then you exhale. Now, this is where the progression comes in. The next week, you do left, right, left. That's an inhale. Right, left, right, that's an exhale. So now you're expanding it from a breath of two to a breath of three, and you progress. And it is amazing what that does to recovery time, and what it does to oxygen capacity. So I'm giving you examples of biohacks, but I think it all comes down to the marketing. So buying a really expensive piece of equipment is probably not going to be the best strategy, but learning to create a different spin to separate what you do from what everyone else does, that's where the power is. You know, that's the marketing power. Know your avatar and have your message. Have a strong promise and have a strong offer. The idea is you've got to help people see that you're the vehicle to get them from where they are to where they want to be. And Tasu, if you're looking for a unique twist or unique spin, I'm handing it to you right now. You know, who's ever really seen a 9-minute routine that boosts metabolism? You have that ability to put that in your marketing now. I can show you ways to detoxify and improve your oxygen and performance within a 30-minute session. That's a marketing spin. Come to the seminar and you will learn to reverse chronic disease. Most of the people who go through the seminar can get themselves off of their most burdensome medications. This is all marketing spin. So know your avatar, know your message, know your promise, know your offer, but there has to be a unique spin, and Tasso, that's what you're looking for if you want to separate yourself from the rest of the crowd. Years and years ago, I lived as an expert because I wrote articles and I involved myself in the media and I delivered messages out loud. Well, that doesn't work so well anymore because everyone does it. You know, you just come up with a good webcam and you're doing a podcast. People don't listen to regular radio anymore. So you create something on Facebook Live, suddenly you're not standing out because everybody's doing it. So how do you stand out? You find a unique spin. I challenge you to find personal trainers in your market who are talking about these types of biohacks. I don't like to call them shortcuts in the long run, but if you need to say that in your marketing, do it. So Tasso, I don't know what color you're writing in now, but is this hitting home at all?
Purple highlighted in yellow to the biohack terminology.
I'll take that as a positive.
with a note at what point in the discussion of Cades I can go back and make sure I have them clearly written out and delineated.
Okay, good. So this is making sense, right?
Yes, sir.
So when you look at the return on a $45,000 investment versus the potential response to this marketing spin, I don't think there's any comparison. And I wish that the day comes that you make so much from this marketing spin that you become one of those people who say, we're going to buy a Vasper. I'm curious. I'm asking Troy and Tasso. Has the Beamer paid for itself?
Oh, yeah. Mine's paid for itself.
Okay. So that is an opportunity to offer a unique spin, to capitalize on technology, but it's far more affordable than the types of units we're talking about now. And have either of you made money by selling it to other people?
Yes.
Okay. So though the Beamer is set up so that you can recoup your investment. These other devices are not. You see the difference?
Yeah.
So the fact is, you already have the ability to market PEMF. You don't need to spend $35,000 or $40,000. It's just how you market it. It's the spin. So your ability to now teach people to breathe and punch themselves in the back is the same sort of power that the Beamer gives you. All right, any thoughts, questions on anything at all? Anything that's going on in your universe? Anything you want to discuss related to exercise and outcomes? Anything you want to discuss related to business? Now's the time. Anything at all?
How did that conversation go with the providing the genetic testing? I think it's another lady that you had on before. I know she was about ready to deliver.
Jessica Neuer. Oh. Yeah, I have contact information and discount pricing for you guys. So you just reminded me. I'll post it.
And did we ever get a sample of the report? I don't remember seeing it coming through.
I have that, too. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
It's the same reports that are online, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you have access to it now if you want, Sasha.
Do.
Yeah, did you guys enjoy that call?
I did very much because, I mean, I had done all my homework in preparation.
Yeah, no, you were prepared for it. I appreciated that. And that was a day that I was a little compromised in my ability to join in the call, so I appreciate that from you. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's another thing that, you know, it does give you an edge, yeah, but ultimately does it bring about a great return? No, but if it helps you kind of adjust your position and separate you, good. I like it.
Well, that's the thing that I'm looking at it towards. I mean, to be able to, you know, because I found the biggest part of the initial value that I bring to clients who come to me is extensive testing. Like I said before, between going through all the listing, and then I do an FMS. And that's extremely valuable. And, you know, it's not something that people can get in many different places. So by the time they walk out, they expect that they're going to, you know, be starting with exercise. And it's like, no, before we can do anything, I have to do an evaluation. It goes back to see the client where they are.
Right.
And they find tremendous value in that. So then after that, you know, it's kind of open in terms of what I can do or what they'll follow.
I wonder if, you know, I made a mistake years ago, and most of you guys know this, where I really had a great setup with LabCorp, and somebody found out that I wasn't a doctor, not that I ever said I was, and complained, and the whole thing kind of blew up on me. But there are a number of labs that I use, and there's one lab in particular that does really nice DNA swab cortisol testing. Would you guys have interest in that? Would you use that?
I would definitely use it.
So the difference between what Jessica offers and what I'm talking about is we could look at a baseline and a follow-up. where with the genetic testing that she offers, it's a one-shot deal, right? There's no need to do it again on the same person because it's not going to change. I think in line with what you're looking for, cortisol as an example would really help because it's going to give you a baseline where you could say to somebody, your cortisol is high, and then 8 months or 8 weeks later, you can do another test and go, hey, look, your cortisol dropped, your recovery time dropped, and we can't do CRP from a swab. We'd have to get blood. But I think the more we move into that realm of being having an ability to do a baseline and a comparison, that will give you more of what you're looking for.
Right.
So if this is a starting point, you know, using the DNA testing, good. But I think over time you'll find it far more valuable to get a before and then an after. Do you know what I'm saying? You can't do that with that DNA testing.
I get you.
Good. Anyone else about anything at all?
About the back
program. What's
that? And about the back program. And I know we had an email back and forth about John Sorno. So aside from the instrument that you use, did you use any of his concepts in order to help that client?
No. It's all mechanical. There's no mindset involved in this. This is a purely mechanical program. But, you know, I do use some of the McKenzie protocols, some of the progressions, and I built it into – here's what I like. When somebody starts the program, the only exercise, if this would even be called exercise, the only exercise we do is spinal extension. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're lying face down on the floor, and we want to see if they can get up onto their elbows pain-free, right, in the spinal extension. If they can, the progression is get them to do a press-up where their arms are straight. And we're not going past that at the very beginning. So it's called a three-move sequence, lying flat, lifting up onto your elbows, spinal extension, and then going to a press-up. That's where they start. At the end...
So the press-up is like a cobra you're talking about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
At the end, which is only 21 days later, I have them doing a 12-move sequence, including all of the functional six on a vibration plate. So that's how dramatic their progression is. So they're doing a squat curl press, you know, in day 18, day 19. And that's where this girl Jenny is at right now. So she went from a place where she couldn't even extend her elbows without pain to a place that she's doing a squat curl press. So it's a very gradual but significant progression. So after those basic three kind of assessment moves, we'll get them to do a plank. Then we'll get them to do a standing pull as you would do in the functional six. So everything's moving them toward the functional six. So here's the only thing we do that is kind of related to mind. When they come in for the first visit, they get with a trainer for a very short assessment. All we're assessing is back pain with the program. We're not doing anything more, so we're really pigeonholed on this. They lay face down, and the question is, do you feel pain in your back? And if the answer is yes, the question is it to the left or to the right? They'll almost always choose one because there's a spasm. So what we ask them to do is lay face down and just using their mind, eyes closed, move the pain to center. And they'll go, how do I do it? And we go, just do it because it's purely the mind. But it's that mind-muscle connection because they have a spasm. So they're focusing on kind of micro contractions, not intentionally. They're just trying to move that pain to center, and you see very subtle movement. And when they move that pain to center, very often, what's your level of pain now? Zero. Like once it went to center, it went away. And the reason, Tony, is because they, at least in the moment, got rid of the imbalance. They were spasming to one side, right?
Gotcha. Uh-huh.
So that's the closest I come to the John Sarno stuff, is using their mind alone, they can move the pain and often eliminate the pain. Now, if we get them to the second, if we get them to the what you're calling the cobra, do you feel pain? Yes. Where is it? Level of 1 through 10? 4. Is it more in the left side or the right side? The right side. Okay? Close your eyes and only using your mind, move it to center. So that's where we start. And so far, it's been incredible. But we are using a lot of other technologies. We are using the Beamer. You know, I have something a little different. It's called the QRS, but it's the same type of thing, just a different manufacturer. So they don't feel anything at first. We start them with 8 minutes on that QRS wave or the Beamer, and then we progress them. So they do eventually get to the pulse. We do incorporate cryo. We do incorporate infrared. So, you know, there is the cool factor, just the fact that they're using all this stuff. But most of what leads to the outcome is the progression. So it's pretty significant to move them from lying on their belly to doing a squat curl press on a vibration plate. So where John Sarno would assess most of them as having psychosomatic pain,
right,
I'm kind of going the opposite, not to take anything away from his writings, but I'm going with there's usually a diagnosis. So if it's a herniation in L2, L3, I'm not claiming we can fix that herniation. If it's a bulging disc in L4, L5, I'm not claiming we can change that. I'm just trying to get rid of the pain, because if the pain goes away, they're happy.
Right.
So that's why I'm not disputing where John Sarno would dispute that there's actually a physical core of this pain. That's not my intention with this. I just want to get him out of pain in 21 days.
Right.
Without drugs.
Got it.
Are you doing any back programs anymore? I know you said you did.
I mean, not specifically in that group, but when I have someone who comes in and they have back issues, we address it right away.
This is another avatar that you might begin to target, is you might try to do seminars for back pain.
I mean, I think there's a lot of value there. I mean, like I said, I've been very, very successful with that. And, you know, it's something that I just need to readdress.
Yeah, and I find that people fall into one of two categories when they have chronic pain. Either they're very strong-willed and they learn to live with the pain. So, you know, when you ask somebody like that, and I'm sure you've experienced this, they seem okay, and you go, what is your pain level? And they go, 8. And you go, really? Like, you're surprised, because they're not going, oh, my back. And they go, yeah, I just learned to live with it. It's like they reach that place where they learn to live with it. And those people don't want to take drugs, and they will, like they'll say, if it gets really bad, I'll take an Advil. You know, once in a while, I'll take an Aleve. But then there's the other category, and those are the people who are introduced to pain pills. I would much rather work with category A than category B, because I've met many people in category B, they're addicted to drugs. I mean, really, it's a drug addiction. So I know that if I have somebody who's really trying to manage the pain by themselves, and they have a high threshold, we're going to absolutely 1,000% reduce their pain in every case, because they're participating. So I think there's a massive opportunity for that avatar too, which, you know, again, I hope to kind of prove that to you guys as we go forward. Tammy, are you using extensively the Quantum Infinity Insight program, or Tasso, are you?
Yes, I do. I use the very intake.
Tammy?
Yes, I just had 3 new people start, and that.
Okay, so I'm sure without asking, that too is an investment that paid for itself, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, these are good applications, and I think that's the thing to look at, is will it bring me a return? And that's, I'm just coming back around to say, Tasso, don't be a victim of the shiny object syndrome. You know, there are some investments that will pay off, but most of it really comes down to marketing spin. And I continue to have profound revelations from that app. I do. Not every time, but sometimes I just feel like this is the right person to do it with. And really, profound revelations and profound outcomes. You guys finding the same? The more I use it, the more comfortable I get, but also the more I use it, the more selective I become in who I use it with. Has your experience been similar or different, Tammy?
Well, I feel like, I mean, I think I've been using it for like 3 years now, but I feel like the more I study and realize everything's connected, because it's so much information, and I start diving into if I get that down, I feel like it helps me to pinpoint. I can go, aha, if I want to put this person, I know they're going to detox and their liver scores are off, then, you know, I can, it can help me maybe do a gentler way to go about it or whatever. So I feel like the more you use it, definitely the more, you know, you learn. But I also know that I try not now, like on the follow-up, I say I'm going to review all this, and then I'll send you a follow-up email, and I kind of just go and look at the things that are glaring at me and go, okay, how do I make this simple? Okay, really it all comes back to nutrition, exercise, and, you know, making changes, the 21-day program, basically. You know what I mean?
Yep. Are you using the protocol that Casey developed for just the body systems?
What do you mean?
I guess not then. Tasso, are you?
Yes, I use that. It gives them their energetic balance, their lifestyle changes they can make, and their support where they can actually buy services or products. And then the other thing I did is I created actually a fitness profile one that I put in there things like adrenal stress, too many GMO foods, that type of thing. So
oh, really?
It gives you an idea of which direction to really focus the person for as you develop their program.
And how often do you – go ahead, Tammy. I'm sorry.
I have a fitness assessment one panel that's on there. I don't know if you have that one, but that's pretty much what tells you, you know, if they're in sympathetic dominance, what kind of exercise and some of the things that they need to – improve lean muscle mass and, you know, all that stuff.
Right.
I don't have
that. No, Casey was working on a presentation, really, to make it more user-friendly for the trainer. Okay. Because she was working a way to kind of break it down to more physical to say, here's the system that is most out of balance, and here's the plan to improve that system. Am I right, Tasso?
Right. What you do is basically – you take the body systems and you look at the body systems and the one that has the highest and lowest imbalance to it, then you do a deeper dive into it. And there's specific things of like the energetic balance. And then you go into what does the lifestyle changes that can be made back by the client and that. So it's probably not to the point where Joe Trainer can use it yet, because it does give an awful lot of information that needs to be your experience. You know, I, every time I do it, I almost get afraid to tell people stuff that I realize as a result of having done several hundred of them now.
What do you mean you get afraid to tell them stuff you realize? Give me an example.
Well, you don't want to overstep your scope of practice. You know, like when you see cardiovascular system coming up as a extremely out of balance, and circulatory system has been is under the 100. You know that they've had an issue with their circulatory system for a while, and you. In the two occasions where I've seen that, within 30 days, the people did not get involved in program, they had strokes or heart attacks.
Yeah, yeah. I have a woman who's 52. She's African American, and when I ran it on her, there were four different indications that something in her circulatory system needs attention. And that's a slippery slope, because I didn't want to worry her, but I also didn't want to ignore it. And she had never been to a cardiologist. She had never had a stress test. And now she's on heart medication, and I think it's a good thing because she had some issues. So, you know, I'm learning more and more and more to trust it, but I'm still trying to get comfortable in how to present it. Like I haven't fully mastered that yet, because you can't say to somebody you have a heart problem. So I use a lot more words than I probably need to, And I talk about, you know, energetic versus the physical, and it'll show up energetically out of balance before anything manifests. I think I need to get better at presenting it with more confidence. Do you guys feel that way, or you feel totally confident in it?
No, I do. I absolutely need more confidence on it.
Yeah.
Me too.
Well, I feel like the only reason why I have more confidence is because I've had so many people do blood work, and a lot of it's come back and matched. And that one I told you about, the news anchor who was having all these problems, went to functional medicine doctor, and finally I just said, send me a picture, because I don't like to really do that at first because they think it's woo-woo and like, what the hell is this?
Right.
But she was desperate. I said, just send me a picture. I want to take a look at something on my end. So when I told her, I said, these are the things I found. And she goes, can you send me a report? I'm going to bring that into my doctor. So when he drew 50 vials of blood, she paid $2,700 out of pocket. And he came in and said, well, your trainer was right. And I was like, well, I'm not right. This soft, you know, the program, the, you know, biofeedback was correct. So that's what I was going to talk about, the scope of practice. I just always never say, you know, like, this is me, my information. This is something that was developed by doctors, you know, naturopathic doctors and whatever. But you can, I love when people get blood work. I always encourage that. So, but that's why I think I have more confidence. I've had a lot of people do food sensitivity tests that have like severe allergies, and they had blood work done and it matched up. And so, you know, and the other thing is like the thyroid panels. I just had this 19-year-old. She's very overweight. And it's the first time ever came up thyroid cancer. And I'm not going to, there's nodules. And
what do you mean it came out thyroid cancer? Like, how'd you get to that?
The score on the thyroid assessment panel. When I pulled it up, I run.
Oh, you have a separate panel just for thyroid?
I have all these different separate panels in my library. So I go into the thyroid assessment and I add all these different ones. I usually do liver, kidneys, thyroid, blood sugar assessment, fitness assessment, so just some different ones that aren't on the general. But the thyroid, usually some people will say they have nodules or goiter, so I'll go up and feel their neck and I can feel them. And I only know that because when I went to that seminar at Tasa's place, Dr. Streeter, who's a DO and an MD, but he works with a lot of cancer patients, the massage therapist from the studio was talking to him, and he looked at her, and he goes, he felt her throat, and he goes, you have a goiter. He goes, you need to put lemongrass and myrrh on that. So I'm like, well, damn, because that came up on mine. So I got my oils out, and I started doing that, and then I re-scanned. And those numbers came back into balance. And I've done that with several people because it's common in women. A lot of them have. And a lot of it is from heavy metals. So now I do the heavy metal panel because it'll say toxic nodule goiter from heavy metal. And that's what this girl has. It's like it's a lot of mercury. Her scores are off methyl mercury and whatever. So that's what I'll have her do is say, hey, you know, why don't you try using lemongrass and myrrh? It's as simple, it's natural. Just rub it on. It's a little bit of carry oil on your neck, and let's see if we can get these to go, you know, see what happens, and we'll rescan you in 6 weeks and see if they've come back into balance. So, yeah, so I feel a little more confident just for that, just because people've had blood work and it's matched, and so.
Right. Have you ever had anybody just dispute it, question it, or just say, this is crazy shit, what are you doing?
Well, at first, when Casey came, Kristen Burden, she was the biggest skeptic. She came in with her arms folded. Her son has severe sensitivity. She takes him to Sarasota for, trying to get him desensitized against, he's definitely allergic to dairy, milk allergy. So she was like, you know, was going to do it on him. She's like, no, I'm not going to scare him. I'll come do it. So she had her arms crossed, and Casey looked at Matt. She's like, I fucking love it when people are skeptical. So she ends up doing it, and then Kristen, some of the things that Kristen's like, you know, like, and then we started doing some things and got her back in balance, and she brought her son in, and then she had his allergy testing done, and it all matched. And now she sent me tons of people. That's the one she sent me, the lady that's an actress. That was in town.
So do you use the frequency at all as sort of healing?
Yes. When they're in there, I start dropping the panels. I'm going through them, and I'll start. And after, when I do the biofeedback first, and we're going through everything else, I have that on, trying to rebalance them in that session.
Is it audible, like they're hearing it?
Yeah, I turn it up so they can hear it.
And do you have them hooked up to something, or it's just in the air?
No, it's just in the air. When my car got broken into last year, they stole my leads. I got to get a new pair because that's the only thing I feel like for people who are really skeptical, at least if they're hooked up to them.
Right.
Then they're like, okay, well, how this? So that's I do need to order those again.
Troy, did you say that you use it as well?
I do, yes.
Are you comfortable with it yet?
I'm not as good as I should be, but I'm comfortable using it, yes, but not as good as I'm going to be.
We should, not on this call, but we should do a little bit of a workshop on it so we can all learn from each other. Because really, it's amazing. It's the cutting edge of science. It's metaphysical. It's all of those things. But I think it would help me to be more comfortable. Like, I'm completely comfortable using skinfold calipers, a blood pressure cuff. I wish I were as comfortable with this. Like, I often feel like I have to almost apologize for it or tell them how weird I used to think it was. I would like to just have it in my arsenal and whip it out like I do the other things, but I'm honestly not there yet. And if you guys are suffering the same thing, let's connect on it. Because that too, I mean, that's an application that's paid for itself many times over, at least in my case.
And Phil, you know, what I tell them, I sort of take a different approach. I tell them from the start, I go like, so Phil, you ready to get weird, buddy, and go into the future? And he goes, and they go, what do you mean? And I said, well, this is a biofeedback system that is going to just blow you away. And then I tell them about my, you know, Casey had me on this, and I tell him the first person did this remotely, and I couldn't believe the stuff she told me. It was like crazy to me. And I started to use it, and I was trying to build confidence in it. But when it really happened, and I tell him a story about a lady whose son committed suicide, and I got her to come to church and made the tie-in, because remember the old version of it, Tammy, it used to put out, as a person got balanced and got to a certain percentage of balance, it would put out love frequency and say love frequency being emitted 528 megahertz. And they, mm-hmm. and I go, so like I was doing some research on church music for a seminar, and what do you think Byzantine music is at? It's 526 to 529 megahertz. And then I tell them the story. I've already told the story about this lady who didn't understand a word of Greek, came to the Greek Orthodox healing service, and was crying, telling me about how much pain was lifted out of her. And I was just thinking, I said, so this vibrational energy stuff just totally blew me away. And I have little energy balls. I said, you are aware you put out a frequency, right? And then I have them, I bought these little energy balls from Amazon. I put my finger on, I have them grab my hand to complete the circuit. I said, so see, you're nothing but electrical circuits and frequencies being emitted. And each one of your systems has a unique circuit, a unique frequency to it that tells us how in or out of balance it is.
I think as we continue to connect on all of these things, we get stronger, honestly. So let's try to integrate all of these into our arsenal, the reboot, the biohacking, the quantum, the PEMF, and all of this. I'm speaking to Tasso, but to all of you, will give us that edge and that confidence that other trainers can't touch.
And you realize right now, Tony is sitting with his hands in his head in his hands going, no, Phil, don't go to the dark side. Don't go to that shit. Don't go to the biofeedback.
We can say that, but I know that Tony had a personal experience because when I had Casey come to our Be Better Weekend, he was the most skeptical.
Yeah.
And I remember him going, how did it know that? Right, Tony?
And do you remember that she was trying to read something? She said, that doesn't make sense. She says, hey, does anybody in here have a birthday the same day as me on September 1st? And he goes, yeah, me. Remember?
Yep. That's right. Me and Casey have the same birthday, yeah.
Which, incidentally, happy birthday next week, bud.
Thank you.
All right, guys. So I think we have a call next week, whatever was originally in the calendar, because today was a makeup. So until we speak again, let's stay connected and be better, everybody. Bye-bye.
kind of that's it. You know? So the question is it here? Maybe I just didn't write it down. Okay. Need to figure it out.